This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 469 for Monday, July 12th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are stronger on Monday morning, with the most actively traded contracts at the expanded daily limit of $45 per ton. The November contract jumps to $889 per ton. The January contract climbs to $881.30 per ton. The hot, dry weather across the prairies is at the center of the upswing, with the forecast calling for temperatures in the 30s and very little prospect for rain. The trade is speculating that canola production will be much lower than the 20 million tons previously anticipated. This is leading to increasing concerns over dwindling supplies, which canola ending stocks for 2021-22 were projected to be a very tight 750,000 tons. There is also support coming from gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, along with significant upticks in European rapeseed. The Chicago soy meal and Malaysian palm oil are lower. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady, with the loonie at 80.11 US cents compared to Friday's close of 80.15. The United States northern plains are pretty much in the same boat as the Canadian prairies, but the Dakotas could see some rain by midweek from a Colorado low. However, at this point in the drought, the rain may very well be of little benefit to crops. The markets will be positioning for the July supply and demand estimates from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The trade is expecting cuts to the wheat numbers and slightly lower for soybeans, while a little bit higher for corn. The USDA issues its report at 11 a.m. Central. Prior to that, the department issues its weekly export inspections report, and then this afternoon comes its weekly crop progress report. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Monday. The November contract is up 7 cents at $13.36 per bushel. August soy oil rises just over a full cent at 63.37 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal slips back 20 cents at $3.53.90 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Monday. The September contract rises 6 cents at $5.35 per bushel. Chicago oats are also on the upswing, with the September contract up 9.5 cents at $3.99. Wheat futures are mixed on Monday. Chicago September eases back a penny at $6.14. Kansas City September loses 4 cents at $5.90. And Minneapolis September gains 9 cents at $8.23. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, July 12th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.